So there are one reason that they have mentioned the 12th hour apostolic Sabbatarian incarnation, that is not the 12th hour of the Hill, Texas. Today is December 2, 2017, August 15, 2021. We will start our first service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled "The Way of the Cross Leads Home." I must please go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall never get out of the gates of life if the way of the cross are there. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I onward go. The way of the cross leads home. I must needs go on in the blood-sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. If I ever climb to the heights sublime, where the soul is at home with y'all, the way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. It is sweet to know as I let go. The cross needs home. And I bid farewell in the way of the world to walk in it never more. For my loss has come and I seek my home where he waits at the open door. The way of the cross needs home. It is sweet to know as I onward go. The way of the cross leads home. Babylon is fallen. Part 1. Isaiah 21. All right, let's see. It says, verse 1. For the burden of the desert of the sea, as whirlwinds and the south pass through, so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me. For the treacherous dealer dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up of Elam, besiege, O Media, all the sign thereof have I made to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with the pain. Pangs have taken hold upon me as the pangs of a woman that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart panted at fearfulness, affrighted me. For the night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. Prepare the table. Watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. For thus saith the Yahweh unto me, go, sit a watchman. Let him declare what he seeth. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened diligently with much heed. And he cried, a lion, my master, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground. Now, I have a cross reference here. That was Isaiah 21:9, where it says, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. And all the graven images of her gods he has broken unto the ground. Now, I have a cross reference over here in Revelation 14:8. Let's hurriedly turn to that and read it. It says that, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. That great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, that was the second angel's message in 1843. Now, William Miller gave that message to the Adventists, for the Adventists. He was the first day Adventist from 1833 to 1844. And this message, I believe, the second angel was given in 1844. So, Isaiah had the prophecy on it here. Isaiah, in Isaiah 21:9, he had the prophecy for John the Revelator to bring it forth in the last days. So I'll read that again in Isaiah 21:9. And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. And all the graven images of her gods he has broken into the ground, unto the ground. Then in verse 10 of Isaiah 21, it says, O my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Yeshua of the host. Now we're talking about the son of Yahweh. The king of Israel have I declared unto you. For the burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. For the burden upon the Arabia and the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge. O ye traveling companies of the Danim, for the inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty, and they prevented with their bread him that fled. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus hath Yahweh said unto me, wherein a year, within a year, according unto the years of an hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail, and the residue of the number of the archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, shall be diminished, for the Yahweh Elohim of Israel hath spoken it. Okay, that ends Isaiah 21. Now let's go ahead and read that. Let's go now to Revelation 14, and let's read verse 1. And now remember Isaiah 21 and Revelation 14 coincide together here in these last days. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, S-I-O-N, a literal mountain. And with him 144,000 having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from the heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of the harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, before the four beasts, and the elders, and no man could learn that song. But the 144,000 and 4,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Psalms 15:9. I mean, Revelation 15:9 is a cross reference. It says that, Revelation 15:9, only Revelation 15:8. I don't know what they got that 15:9. It must be a typo. Actually, that's Revelation 15:3. They got a typo here in the Bible. Let's read Revelation 15:3. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Yahweh Elohim Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of the saints. Let's now go to back to Revelation 14. Let's read verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb, for they rejoice. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto Yahweh, and unto the Lamb. And in their mouth is found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of Yahweh. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and unto every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh, and give glory unto him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made the heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of the waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of the Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with the fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they had no rest day nor night who worshipped the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yeshua. And I heard a voice from the heavens saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Yahweh from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice unto him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry unto him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in that sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of Yahweh. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlong. Okay, that ends Revelation chapter 14. Now let's go back to Jeremiah, and let's pick up Jeremiah 51. Okay, now, we're talking about the same thing, Isaiah 51. Jeremiah 51, Jeremiah. So it says, in verse 8, Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. How for her take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. Okay, so what is it talking about there? So maybe she should be healed. Well, let's read, start with verse 1 and see if we can get an overall picture. It says, Thus saith Yahweh, Behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, they destroy and win. Adventists have long argued that we're not Babylon. And there are those that are out there that was once in our midst and have left us and have turned on us and accusing us, the Adventist Church, has been Babylon. No, the Adventist Church cannot be Israel and Babylon at the same time. Now, did you get that? There cannot be Israel and Babylon at the same time. But they can be Israel at one time, and they can be Babylon at another time. How does that work? Let's go ahead and read. And Jeremiah 51, verse 2. And will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of the trouble, they shall be against her round about. Against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in his brigandine, and spare ye not her young men, destroy ye utterly all her host. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his Elohim of the Yahshua of the host. Let's do it again. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah. So when it says Israel, it's talking about the 10 tribes up north. And the 10 tribes today up north translates into the Adventist Church. And their capital is Samaria. Judah is in the south. And her capital is Jerusalem. So when it says, for Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah, the lawgiver, the tribe that David belonged to, of his Yahweh, of the Yahshua of the host, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel is Yahshua. That's the Holy One of Israel. It says, flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Yahshua's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken, for the nations have drunken of her wine, and therefore the nations are mad. What does that mean? Well, France and Saudi Arabia, the richest Arab country in the Middle East, they've been allied with the United States for many, many years, and the United States have made them filthy rich. So they can't, they're finding a hard time having to scale down their living habits, because they're not making the money that they once made with the oil that they have stolen from Israel. And so they are mad. They're drunken with the wine of the trading with the United States. The United States have literally made those Arab nations rich by our foreign policy of trading. Okay. Babylon is suddenly fallen. Now this is in Jeremiah 51:8, and destroyed. How for her? Take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go every one into his own country. For her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even unto the sky. Yahweh hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Yahweh our Elohim. Now what does it say? This is the upper and the lower case. Actually, when it says Lord here, they were talking about Yahshua. This says that Yahshua hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in the Mount Zion and on the kingly palace ground in Jerusalem the work of the Yahshua or the King. That's Micah 7:9 as a cross reference. Okay, so look at that a minute. Micah 7:9. I will bear the indignation of the Yahshua, because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause. Now Yahshua is the one that pleads the cause, your cause, when you repent of your sins before the Father in heaven, in the most holy place, on the Day of Atonement, and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Cross-reference of Psalm 37:6 there, that goes with that. And let's see what we got there. It says that, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. So let's read verse 1 of Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in Yahweh and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Yahshua, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Yahshua, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in Yeshua and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. That's Psalm 37:8. All right, let's go back to now Jeremiah 51:11. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. For the Yahshua hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes. Who are the kings of the Medes? That's Cyrus and Darius. For his device is against Babylon to destroy it. Now, who is Cyrus and Darius today? Donald Trump and his vice president, Mike Pence. They're Cyrus and Darius today. They're the kings of the Medes. And typical Medes. And what is their device? For his device is against Babylon. Where is Babylon's headquarters? Washington, D.C. Where are the kings of the Medes? Where are their headquarters? At Washington, D.C., at the Capitol. Running our government. The kings of the Medes, Donald and Mike Pence, they're the kings of the Medes and the Persians, might add the Persians as well, because it is the vengeance of the Yahshua, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Now it says, set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. What does it mean by that? Okay, make the watch strong, set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes. For the Yahshua hath both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in the treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. So what are we talking about here? O thou that dwellest upon many waters, talking about Babylon, that woman, Mystery Babylon. That's who we're really talking about here. She dwells, she sits upon many waters, abundant in the treasures. Thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. For the Yahshua of the host has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings into the rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge, and every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood. So what was the images at Gilead Center? Falsehood. And there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of arrows. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. For the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. So who inherits Israel with the rod? I mean, Israel as the rod? Jacob. And then typical Jacob translates into the 144,000, the house of Israel, the house of David, the tribe of Judah, the lawgiver in charge. Yahshua the host is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy a kingdom, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. Okay, Jeremiah 51:23. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and unto all the inhabitants of Chaldea all the evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith Yahweh. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith Yahweh, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for a foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith Yahweh. Set ye up a standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mene and Ashkenaz. Appoint a captain against her. Cause the horses to come up as a rough caterpillar. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion. Now, who did I tell you the kings of the Medes were today? Would be Donald Trump and Mike Pence. They're the kings of the Medes today. Verse 29. And the land shall tremble and sorrow for every purpose of the Yahweh shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. Now, folks, this is what's going on right now in the world. Washington, D.C. is the headquarters for Babylon, and she has been overthrown by the antitypical kings of the Medes and the Persians. And what's the reason for it? And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Yahweh shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. So now, it's a strange thing that Washington, D.C. is not a state. And it's a foreign country. It's a foreign country. It's a nation all of itself. Of another nation. Okay? And it says, gonna make their land a desolation. That's a direct prophecy on Washington, D.C. today. For the mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holes. Their might hath failed. They became as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One post shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped, and the reeds that they have burned with the fire, and the men of war are frighted. For thus saith Yeshua the host, the king of Israel, for the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Well, that's what's happening right now. Washington, D.C. is being threshed. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon. He hath filled his belly with my delicates. He hath cast me out. For the violence done unto me and unto my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Yahrushim say. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will plead thy cause, and take vengeance for thee, and I will dry up her sea, and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, and astonishment, and an hissing, without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions, they shall yell as lions whelps, and their heat I will make their feast, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice, and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith Yahweh. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with the he-goats. How is Shishak taken, and how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How has Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Now this is a prophecy about Obama. He was this person mentioned here, this Bel, B-E-L, when he was president for 8 years before Donald Trump. He says, and I will punish Bel and Babylon. Well, and Obama is still living in Washington, D.C., right down the street from the White House. And I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Yahweh. And lest your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall come in one year, and after that in another year, shall come a rumor and violence in the land, a ruler against ruler. Okay. Therefore, behold, the day is come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come unto her from the north, saith Yahweh. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Okay, so that's what's happening. Donald Trump has taken over Babylon, overthrew the king of Babylon, Obama, and now all the earth is wondering after Donald Trump and his kingship. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember the Yeshua afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of Yahshua's house. Who are these strangers? These Jesuit infiltrators from Rome, from the Catholic Church, into the Adventist churches, taking them over. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Yahshua, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land, the wounded shall groan. Now, what did we read about a while ago about what the graven images were? Said they were falsehoods. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith Yahshua. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and a great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Yahshua has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves do roar like the great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered, because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken. For Yahweh, Yahshua Messiah, of the recompense shall surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes, and her wise men, and her captains, and her rulers, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the king, whose name is Yahshua the host. Thus saith Yahshua the host, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with the fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. The sword, the word which the Jeremiah the prophet commanded Azariah, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. And this Sariah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a book of all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said unto Sariah, when thou comest to Babylon and shalt see and shalt read all these words, then shalt thou say, O Yahweh, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. So when Donald Trump gets through with Washington, D.C., that's going to cut off the head of the serpent, and that Babylon will fall and be no more. And it shall be when thou hast made an end of reading this book, that thou shalt bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates, and thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of the Jeremiah. Okay, that brings us to the end of Jeremiah chapter 51. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 18. He says, verse 2, and he cried mighty with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. It says in Revelation 18:1, and after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, and become the habitation of the devil, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Verse 4 from Revelation 18. And I heard another voice from the heaven, saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. Now I have a cross reference here back to Isaiah 52, verse 11. And we might go look at that right quick. I mean, Jeremiah. Let's see. Yeah, now it says Isaiah 52:11. It says that, therefore the redeemed of the Yahweh shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Okay, that's Isaiah 52:11. Back to Revelation 18:5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according unto her works. And the cup which she hath filled, fill unto her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with the fire, for strong is Yahweh Elohim who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning, stand afar off for the fear of her torment and sin. Alas, alas, that great city Babel, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of the gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and the souls of men. And the fruit that thy soul lusts after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. For the merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in the fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with the gold and precious stones and pearl, for in 1 hour so great a riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all their company and ships and sailors, and as many as trade by the sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that has ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for Yahweh hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with the violence shall that great city Babel be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of the pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all the nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. That's the end of Revelation 18. Let's back up now and read Revelation 17 about Mystery Babylon, the woman. And let's see what we have there. It says in verse 1, And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Okay. So this judgment of the great whore, which is Babylon, okay, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication with, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication, Babylon, her merchandise. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. So this woman is Mystery Babylon. Okay, for the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs, and of Yahshua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee a mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. For the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of the life from the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is a man which hath wisdom, for the seven heads of the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come, and when he cometh he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not even, he is as the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into the perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. He shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the sovereign of sovereign and king of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. This is the house of David with the 144,000. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples, and multitude and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore. They hate Babylon. So those ten horns then represents the nations that have power with the beast. And they turn on the whore that was Mystery Babylon that is ruling her, and they destroy her. And shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. That's what's going on right now. For Yahweh hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of Yahweh shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So Babylon reigneth over the kings of the earth. Okay. Now that ends, let's back up now to chapter 16. Revelation. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying unto the seven angels, Go your ways, and pour out the vials of the wrath of the Elohim upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Yahweh, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Yahweh Elohim, almighty true, and righteous are thy judgment. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of Yahweh, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. I remember giving a message to a prophet one from heaven. I said, repent, restore the daily, call a meeting, we have a crisis. And he refused to do it. Well, same thing here. They repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of the darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for the pain. And blasphemed the Elohim of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And they are the spirits of the devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth, and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of the Yahweh Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Now this is what happened when the house of Israel was called upon to be clothed upon that house from heaven. What happened? They said, no, we don't want to do that. We like the filthy clothing that we have. Except it's like we are, we like our filthy clothing like it is. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll read it here, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yahweh, and a house not made with the hands, eternal in the heaven. For in this we've grown earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, and not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. So if you take on the plain white linen, then mortality will be swallowed up of life. Okay, now we go back to Revelation 16, verse 16. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came and remembered before Yahweh to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of the heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, which is about 57 pounds. And men blasphemed Elohim because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. It says here that a talent weighs 100 pounds here. That's what they're saying, 100 pounds. That ends Revelation chapter 16. Now let's go to Revelation 19 and finish this sermon. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in the heavens saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Yahshua, our Savior, or our King, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped Yahweh that sat on the throne, saying, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our Elohim, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of the mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Yahshua Elohim omnipotent reigneth. Let's do it again. Voice of the mighty thunder saying, Hallelujah, for the Yahshua Messiah, omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and to give honor unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And unto her was granted that she should be arrayed in the fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, Right, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of Yahweh. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of the Yahshua. Worship the Yahweh. For the testimony of the Yahshua is of the spirit of the prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in the blood, and his name is called the Word of the Yahweh. So that's Yahshua. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in the fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he made rule, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty Elohim. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written King of Kings and Sovereign of Sovereign. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying unto all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great Elohim, that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, and that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burned with the brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. This brings the close of our study. This hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call, and number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. Where could I go? Let me be alone in this old sinful world. Hardly a comfort can I afford. Shining alone to face temptation so. Where could I go but to this yard? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go to live on? Maybe sometime I'll often let me come. Get along and see the cold. When my soul is not on the ground,
Lord.